When they finished the hymn, they got together and they went to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And it's here that we see the shadow of death appears. Our first reading comes from Luke 22, 39 through 46.
The shadow of death. And he came out and proceeded, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow and said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
Let's pause for a moment of prayer. Amen. At about midnight, Jesus was reprimanding his disciples for sleeping instead of praying. And it was then that Judas entered the garden. He entered the garden with a mob, an armed mob. And here we see the shadow of betrayal painting the garden. The second reading comes from Matthew 26, 47 through 50.
While he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came up accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who was betraying him gave him a sign, saying, "Whom I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately Judas went to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, "Friend, do what you have come for." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and seized him.
After the arrest, Jesus is taken into the house of the high priest. Now the shadow of denial envelops Jesus' most loyal disciples. The third reading will come from Luke 22, 54 through 62.
Having arrested him, they led him away and brought him to the house of the high priest. But Peter was following at a distance, After they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter was sitting among them. And a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him, said, "This man was with him too." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I did not know him." A little later, another saw him and said, "You are one of them too." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." After about an hour had passed, another man began to insist, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." Immediately while he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and he remembered the word of the Lord, how he told him, "Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly.
Inside the house, the high priest is summoned, and the shadow of religious unbelief spreads over the scene. His fourth reading comes from John 18, verses 19 through 23.
The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the officers standing nearby struck Jesus, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify of the wrong, but if rightly, why do you strike me?"
Early the next morning, the Messiah is sent to the Sanhedrin, and the shadow of Israel's rejection is official. This reading comes from Luke 22, 66 through 71, and Luke 23, 1 through 2.
The shadow of Israel's rejection. When it was day, a council of elders of the people assembled, both the chief priests and the scribes, and they led him away to their council chamber, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask a question, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the Father of the power of God." And they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "Yes, I am." Then they said, "What further need do we have of testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth." Then the whole body of them got up and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation as they're bidding to pay taxes to Caesar and saying that he himself is the Christ, a king.
Now the stage is set. Jesus is brought to the Roman governor Pilate and falsely accused of crimes against Israel in Rome. As accusations fly out of the mouth of liars, we see the shadow of injustice cloud the praetorium. The sixth reading comes from John 18, 33 through 38.
Therefore, Pilate entered in again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Are you saying this because of your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting for me so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world." So therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into this world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said to him, "What is truth?"
Pilate, fearing the people, hands the Messiah over to the soldiers to be scourged. But taking flesh from his back was not cruel enough for them. The shadow of torture and mockery fills their hearts. The seventh reading comes from John 19, 1 through 3.
Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a purple robe on him, and they began to come up to him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews," and to give him slaps in the face.
Bloodied, beaten, and crowned with the crown of thorns, Pilate makes an effort to have Jesus released. But the cry, "Crucify him, crucify him," brings fear even to a Roman general. And now the shadow of Calvary lies upon the world. The eighth reading comes from John 19, verses 16 through 19. So then he handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side and Jesus in between. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, "Jesus, the Nazarene, the King of the Jews."